You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio is Janny Bear. She is the Somerville High Foundation Executive Director. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Mark.
What is the Somerville High School Foundation and how did it begin?
Well, the foundation is just like any other foundation. We work toward a mission and benefit for the public. And it was formed in 2003 when a gentleman by the name of Robin Wainwright gave a $100,000 check to Principal Dave Urquhart at Somerville High School. And Dave looked out into the community and brought together some alumni who happened to be business people in the community. And they worked together to form Somerville High School Foundation. The mission of the foundation is to enhance education for the students in the Somerville Union High School District. So all Somerville students.
So the foundation has been around for 15 years. How does the foundation benefit Somerville students today?
Well, today we have developed a program called Bear Grants, and we give grants to teachers and staff who are working in the Somerville District. And it's for creative and innovative programs that they might choose to put onto campus or in classrooms that benefit students and enhance their education and make their education a deeper and meaningful experience for them.
I think since the month of May, I have seen this Harley Davidson around town that says, win this Harley Davidson and support the Somerville Bears Foundation. Now, have you had a chance to ride or the Harley Davidson, Jan?
I have never ridden a Harley Davidson, and I have no intention of riding a Harley Davidson. But that particular project was chosen with an end result in mind, and that was to raise the level of recognition for the foundation within the community, because I really felt that there were probably a large proportion of parents, and I meet this every day when I meet new parents, they don't even know there is a foundation working for students at Somerville High School. And so that's my mission within the next few years, that if I'm fortunate enough to continue to work with them, is to raise that level of recognition in the community. Because what happens is then we get endowments and donations that make our programs go on into infinity. And my favorite saying is, when education and business unite, students win. And we're forming a good alliance with the business community in Tuolumne County to make that happen.
Are tickets still available?
Yes.
To win the Harley?
Yes, we have a few tickets left. And for those folks who are going to attend the Feed the Bears dinner on Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, we have added two prizes, a piece of jewelry, fine jewelry, and a 65-inch flat screen TV, color TV. So we'll draw for the Harley first, and then we'll draw for the other two prizes after that. So there'll be three winners. And, you know, the Harley Project is really not about the Harley. It's really about, can you, in your heart, support, write a check that's going to go to the support of Somerville students. Because when we get money, the students benefit from that. And we're not, you know, storing money up and waiting for a wonderful project to come along. When we get Bear Grants come in, that's one of our happiest board meetings, because we get to review these programs and we want to say yes. So we find every reason to say yes as long as the project meets our guidelines.
It will be given away this Saturday night at the Feed the Bears dinner. Where does the Feed the Bears dinner take place?
It takes place and has for the last 13 years at Tuolumne Memorial Hall.
And who serves the dinner?
Well, this year, our servers are going to be from the ASB organization on campus. So they'll be serving the dinner and doing various tasks around the room to make that evening run smoothly.
Who provides the food?
The food is provided by the foundation, and this year it's being cooked by Ken and Pat Coral.
are tickets still available for the Feed the Bears dinner?
Yes. It's a little hard for me to say how many tickets have been sold at this point because they're out in the community at Umpqua Bank and Mountain Bookshop, and board members have tickets. So we're going to feed, we think, approximately 250 people on Saturday night.
Doors open at 5 o'clock in addition to the dinner and the Harley-Davidson giveaway. What else?
Oh, we have a lot of beautiful gifts that have been donated by businesses in the county in both a raffle situation where you can put raffle tickets in a basket and win gift certificates and opportunities to do business in the county. And then we have silent auction items that are just really very unique and quite nice.
Will anybody be speaking?
Well, our MC this year is Dave Butler, and we're making a special presentation this year to Dave Urquhart and some of our founding board members. They have been appointed at a board meeting as emeritus board members, so they're going to be honored with a special gift that we designed especially for them, and there'll be that special presentation that night.
All right, Jen, how do we go about acquiring tickets? Is there a phone number or a website?
You can call me. My number is 536-9227. They can be purchased on our website at SomervilleFoundation.org, or you can go to Mountain Bookshop or Umpqua Bank in Twain Hart.
Is there anything we have not covered?
I can't think of a thing. Saturday night is going to be a little bit like a four-ring circus, but we're having a DJ. It happens to be my son who has Thunderbird Sounds. He's coming in to help us with that. So we'll have music, and I think it's just going to be a really nice event.
And you encourage the public in this case.
Feed the Bears.
Jen E. Bear, Executive Director for the Somerville High Foundation. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Mark.